SBS Radio. Nieuws, actualiteiten en inspirerende verhalen. In je eigen taal. Praat mee. sbs.com.au/dutch.
Stedenbouwkundig ontwerper Daniel Langeberg runt nu een fietstaxi en courier service in Adelaide. Ik zei al eerder, april is eigenlijk de maand van de fiets, want het wordt heerlijk koeler en het is zalig om even op je fiets te gaan. Maar om op Daniel terug te komen, hij ziet het als een verantwoordelijke manier om te gaan met het milieu. Jammer genoeg spreekt Daniel geen Nederlands.
You run a cycling transport and courier business in Adelaide. Why did you decide to do that in Adelaide?
Yeah, so I grew up in Adelaide. I was born in Stockholm, but my family migrated to Australia back in 89 when I was about 5 years old. Mm-hmm. So I call Adelaide home, but I'm an urban designer by trade, so that's my profession. I moved to Melbourne to study at Melbourne University, and that gave me the opportunity to go over to China. And a long story short, after working there for a couple of years as an urban designer, I linked up with a pedicab building company and started to work with them. More so on the marketing side, I saw a fantastic product and I wondered why it wasn't a household name and why I wasn't seeing more of them on the road. So I looked to assist them in that way, but then also prototyping their vehicle a little bit as well. And then I had an opportunity to come back home, as I usually do for Christmas, home in Adelaide. Uh-huh. And I realised, wow, I sort of saw it in a different light, my hometown, and said, wow, this has actually got all the right characteristics, all the right attributes for a vehicle such as the pedicab that we use. That's where the journey really started.
Just we're talking about a sort of an open air cycling thing like they use in Indonesia, like they use in India, in China. That is what you're using.
To a degree, yeah. So it's what we like to say is that we're using a lo-fi vehicle that's been around for 200 years. You know, it was the idea was born in Yokohama more than 200 years ago. But what we're using is really the most advanced vehicle of its type. So it's a pedicab. It's a pedal-assisted electric tricycle capable of carrying two adult passengers and having an adult driver/rider that's pedaling these two passengers around. It's also got a cargo hold where you can have 100 litres of boot space, which we're now occupying with products. Mm-hmm. And that's where EcoCart, the idea of EcoCart was really born, was we realised we have this vehicle on the road that's taking people. And it's an asset to the company. So how can we do more with that asset? And how can we, you know, do more with less and therefore reducing our carbon footprint even further by doing more with less? So now we're moving products and people down the road. Which is
how safe is Adelaide to cycle?
It's relatively safe. And the reason for that is there's actually pretty good cycling infrastructure on the roads here, and the local council, the Adelaide City Council, and the state government are being very proactive in laying out more infrastructure. They realise that there is a need for this. The safety or the perception of safety of cyclists has always been one of those things that have been contested and has always been identified as a barrier of use. Mm-hmm. So it's great to see these city stakeholders really taking it seriously and understanding the positive effects, both obviously for health, and for the environment of cycling, but also as an economic benefit to the city.
What do they see as a major spin-off of these sort of adventures?
Well, activity itself, getting the population active, that has various spin-offs, and the main one being that essentially you get a society that's healthier. And if you get a healthier society and a more active society, then productivity goes up. So that's already an economic benefit. You're talking about less sick days, but the other positive benefit I think is people, and I suppose it's a little bit more intangible, but understanding their city, which is what you see on a cycle. You see more of your city. You're going at a slower rate. You're engaging more with the environment around you, and it's not just the visual sense. It's the other senses which are being ignited and sometimes contested. You know, the smells of the city, whether good or bad. The sounds of the city and all these things you can't engage with or you can't experience if you've got 2.5 ton of glass and metal around you like you do in a car. So
that's right. You go a bit faster too.
Yeah. Yeah, and you go a bit faster, exactly. And if you're the driver, which in most Australian cities, you know, there's only 1.5 people in these cars statistically moving down the road, then you're usually the driver, and your focus is not killing yourself or killing anybody else. So you don't have enough time to look around. So the romantic thing, and that's what I suppose I'm getting at, the romance behind cycling is something that we really are trying to leverage out of EcoCaddy. EcoCaddy is a business. Obviously, we're moving people.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, what we say is the cycle is the best way to get across the city. It has been for decades, you know, or, you know, more than a century.
Do you think there's a cultural shift happening?
Yeah, some are being forced to. I mean, petrol prices are going up, and you know, cars are still an expensive way to move around the city. But as the cities, like what's happening in South Australia and in Adelaide, they're actually making it harder for the car to get around in the CBD. And this is something that's been happening in Europe for a very long time.
Daniel, you as an urban planner, what's on the top of your wish list?
Car-free cities.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, that's at the top of my list.
Do you think that's attainable?
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely it is. And it's something that we should be pushing for. And it's something that EcoCaddy is helping. We're just providing one solution that realizes that reality, I suppose. Mm-hmm. For that to occur, a lot of things need to change. And that's, I think people put it in the too hard basket. But cities never had cars. It's only in the recent history that we've had in our cities.
Yeah.
But one thing that cities have always had is people.
Yeah.
So why, as urban planners, urban designers, architects, city stakeholders, and the citizens, why are we still allowing cities to be designed for cars and not for people? And that just seems insane. And what I think is that this is a blip in history. Our future generations are going to look back at and go, what the hell were we thinking?
What were we thinking? Daniel, I'm sure you'll be an asset to the summit because you're very passionate about this.
Annika, beautiful.
Great.
It was lovely to chat to you. Bye.